This is Mouth Media Network. Amplify and connect.
Hi, I'm Rochelle Weitzner. I'm the CEO and founder of Pause Well Aging. And what I really love about beauty is that I get to go to work every day and create products that just bring joy to people and help solve problems.
It's never too late to release your inner superhero. While there are many major milestones a woman goes through in her lifetime, some things are currently a little bit more taboo to talk about in the open. Rochelle Weitzner is looking to change the stigma when it comes to the social dialogue around menopause. By allowing women to embrace the beauty that comes with this new stage of their life and helping to release their inner superhero. Coming up, you'll hear Rochelle discuss why the start of menopause doesn't mean it's the end, but rather a start of a new chapter, plus the importance of a tight-knit team.
From New York City, you're listening to Beauty is Your Business, covering the intersection of innovation and business in the beauty industry.
Thanks, Rochelle, for joining us on Beauty is Your Business. This is Karen Moon. I'm also joined by my co-host, Abby Wallach.
Hi, everybody.
So I'm really excited to have you on the show because I think you're doing something truly different. I mean, you've been in the beauty industry for a long time. What is the white space that you saw with Pause? And what are you trying to do differently?
Yeah, so you're exactly right. I mean, beauty is typically a quite crowded space, and particularly skincare. What happened with me was I experienced my first hot flash. And in that moment, I realized that there were no beauty companies out there speaking to women just like me, experiencing three stages of menopause. A lot of people don't even know there are three stages of menopause. And really beauty speaking to the woman who's essentially 40 and older. And so literally in that flash, that hot flash, I figured out that there was a business here and that there was an audience that needed to be addressed and spoken to. And I started writing the business plan right that day. When my hot flash hit, I was driving to the beach. And when I got to the beach, I'm walking on the beach. My wife and I are there chatting. And I literally just start writing the plan on the beach of exactly what I wanted to create. And essentially what we're doing is we're creating a new category in beauty. Skincare for women who are experiencing the three stages of menopause and dealing with the hormonal changes that come with it, as well as the physiological skin changes.
Wow, that's really compelling and exciting. So what is your background? Were you in the beauty industry before, or do you come from another industry?
I was. So just prior to launching Pause, I was the CEO of Erno Laszlo, the 90-year-old skincare company. And before that, I was the CFO of Laura Mercier and Revive Skincare. So that was kind of my second career. My first career actually started in paper and forest products.
I did not know this.
And I worked for the world's largest paper and forest products company, International Paper, for 19 years. And it was actually during my time there, I had some amazing opportunities. And I spent 4 years living in Paris. I was the CFO of our European container business. I was based in Paris, but I worked in France, Italy, Spain, UK, Ireland, and Turkey. And through that experience, I became incredibly enamored with fashion and beauty. And I knew that if I ever moved back to the US, which eventually I did, that I really wanted to do something that was related to fashion and beauty.
So I have a question pertaining to that. So you were in the paper business.
I was.
The world has changed in the paper business, very much so. We're a virtual world. Packaging is different. Can you talk a little bit about how you're developing your products with that in mind of sustainability? And because that is a trend and a hot topic that everybody's talking about, looking at, trying to figure out.
Yep.
You must have an interesting point of view.
So I actually am really focused on the efficacy of our products, right? Because I'm formulating for women of a certain age who are looking for very specific results. And so for me, first and foremost, it was about efficacy. Now, with that in mind, I'm also very much focused on clean skincare. Mm-hmm. So formulating products that are in no way harmful, in no way carcinogenic. We're vegan, we're gluten-free, we're non-GMO, and we're Leaping Bunny certified.
Gotta have the Leaping Bunny.
Yeah. The Leaping
it's
Bunny.
It's all about
was,
the bunny. Yeah,
it is. That was like the most important to me. I'm the biggest bunny. Animal lover ever, and my dog is everything. So yeah, Leaping Bunny was really, really important. So more so than focused on the packaging right now is really focused on what's inside of the packaging. It's not to say that sustainability isn't important, but for me, my focus is I just want products that are going to deliver the results that we want.
So can you unpack, like walk me through, because it's crazy now that you say this, like why hasn't someone done this before? You know, we think about like acne is a huge market because of the hormonal changes. So like menopause, like what are the hormonal changes that, you know, women go through and what are the needs that are not being addressed and how are you doing it differently?
Yeah, so you're right. It's so crazy. And I couldn't believe it myself when I started doing research. I mean, I know I made it sound like I just wrote the plan on the beach and that was it and we launched. Well, it was a 2-year process and there was a lot of scientific research that I did. My wife is a doctor of physical therapy and, you know, together we did a lot of research into what was out there, you know, from studies and things like that. But one of the things that we hear a lot is that menopause is not sexy. And even some of the mainstream beauty publications have told me that they've never published the word menopause before because it's not sexy. They didn't want their readers to feel badly about themselves. And so they just weren't going to talk about it. To me, that's doing a huge disservice to their readers because as women and women who reach a certain age or go through different things in life, we are all going to experience menopause. And something that maybe we don't know is that I talked about 3 stages of menopause. Perimenopause, which is the first one, on average affects women around age 45. It's when we tend to be the most symptomatic, and symptomatic meaning this is where you have hot flashes. This is where we have acne. This is where we have brain fog. We have lots of different things that affect us. With no one talking about it, we don't really know what to expect. So for me, when I had my first hot flash, I thought I was sick. I thought the air conditioning was broken. I was about to start screaming and swearing about what's wrong with the car, but it was me. And then I realized what was happening. So perimenopause, symptomatic about 7 to 10 years. The next stage is menopause. The definition of menopause is when we have gone 12 full months without having a period. That is when you've reached menopause. That very next day, you're in postmenopause, the third stage, and we remain in postmenopause for the rest of our lives. So something that's very interesting is lots of women now are starting to do IVF treatments, right? We hear about that all the time. What we're seeing is that because those IVF injections are actually causing the body to age a little bit faster, perimenopause is coming earlier and earlier. And so we're starting to see women experiencing perimenopause as early as age 38.
Oh, wow.
So if you think about it, we could conceivably spend more than half our lives in menopause. I mean, think about that for a minute. And yet, mainstream beauty doesn't want to talk about this. Mm. So that's a problem. Now, in terms of the physiological skin changes that come with menopause, loss of elasticity, loss of collagen, loss of radiance, and extreme dryness are kind of the typical things that happen with menopause. And so when I set out to formulate our products, I really wanted to create a complex that would address those changes to the skin. And so that's what we did. We created what we call the Pause Complex. Mm-hmm. Very original name, I know. But it's a proprietary blend of vitamins, peptides, and antioxidants that work together synergistically to deal with that loss of collagen, loss of elasticity, dryness, and loss of radiance. The other thing that we do that's a little bit different is, so first of all, we're very niche in our focus, right? Mm-hmm. We are specifically talking to women experiencing menopause. Does that mean that other people can't use our products? No, it doesn't. As a matter of fact, one of our products, which is our Hot Flash Cooling Mist.
Which does work, by the way. I've used it.
And remember, because
and shared it on the playa. It was good.
Where'd you share it?
On the playa, like spritz people to keep them cool.
Amazing, amazing. And because the company was founded in a flash, right? I knew I
That's
had to.
That's a great marketing vehicle,
right? I had to create something to deal with hot flashes, and there was nothing, absolutely nothing out there. People say, well, you just spray water to cool you down. Water's actually the worst thing you can do because it's so dehydrating. And the last thing as a perimenopausal or menopausal woman that you want is more dryness. So we created our hot flash cooling mist. And what it does that's so unique is it cools you down for about an hour immediately. It helps to reduce redness and flushing that comes with the hot flash and also helps to evaporate perspiration so you don't just look like a sweaty mess in the middle of your hot flash. But what we're finding is that men have discovered our products and, you know, anyone could be hot, right?
Women. Yeah, I know a lot of men that are hot.
Yeah. You know, spritzing this on people, it was not women. It was like all people, all ages and all like, you know, like so it's an interesting product that actually the problem you're solving.
So you could do menopause, too. Yeah.
That's right.
Right? We've got menopause and menopause.
Yeah.
And tell us about also the device that you had, which is, you know, pretty interesting.
Yeah. So our approach is skin health and wellness from the outside in, which would be our topical products, but then also from the inside out. So I spoke about my wife, who's the doctor of physical therapy. She's a tissue and mobility specialist. And when we were coming up with the idea for the company, she said, you know, great that you're thinking about your topical products, but let's create a device together that can really work to help with collagen and stimulating the production of collagen. So I'm going to get science-y for just a second.
Oh, we love getting science-y.
All right.
All in.
So fascia is the connective tissue that runs throughout the body. It's essentially the soft skeleton. Within the fascia live the cells that produce collagen. Those cells are called fibroblasts. And so when we're really young, these fibroblasts are working actively every day to produce collagen. And that's why young people have such amazing firm skin, right? Once we start to reach our 20s, those fibroblasts start to slow down a little bit. Still producing collagen, though. When we're in our 40s, they're essentially sleeping, but they're still there. And so what we want to do is wake them up and have them start producing collagen again. So we created a device that we call the fascia stimulating tool. It's not electric in any way. It's purely powered by you. It's an FDA-registered Class 1 medical device. It's patented. And what's really unique about it is the beveled edge. So we designed it in such a way that you need very minimal pressure applied to, you know, using the tool and onto the skin in order to achieve what's called shear, which is what is ultimately going to wake up the fibroblasts and have them produce collagen again. So if you think about things like, you know, the dreaded turkey neck, right? When we start to experience the loosening of the skin in the neck, it's amazing to use the tool in the neck area, use it throughout the face. Less than 5 minutes a day is all you need. The best way to use it, it's because it's made of medical grade stainless steel and it comes with a vegan leather pouch you can keep it in. Stick it in the pouch, put it in the refrigerator for like an hour before you're going to use it so it's nice and cool. Take it out of the fridge, get your moisturizer, preferably ours, apply a little bit of moisturizer, and then, you know, using the tool because you really want that unemollient. You want to get that slip as you're using the tool. And so ultimately what we're doing is we're improving the tissue quality, tissue health. We're improving vascularity and blood flow and just creating better tissue all around.
Love it. Did you do clinical studies on that as well?
So there have been clinical studies done, which is why we know how much pressure is needed, the amount of shear that we need to generate. What we haven't done is we haven't yet done before and after photos. And, you know, that kind of clinical research is pretty expensive. And for a startup, it's difficult. I will tell you, though, that in January, we are going to be coming out with what I think is this world-changing eye product. And anybody that's suffering from dark circles.
Oh, right here.
Oh my God, you're going to so benefit from this product. And my marketing director took it upon herself to just use the product on one eye for a few days. And she's like, can you tell which product I'm using or which eye I'm using the product on? And the difference is remarkable. So we are doing a study there, like a formal study to capture some before and after photos because it is so dramatic. And as we evolve and grow a bit, we will go back and do some of that clinical work as well.
Wow. Exciting. Exciting
stuff. We're so excited to, you know, I think it's clear that the need's there. It's like one of those obvious things, like, why hasn't someone done this?
Yep.
You are the right person. Excited to learn more about how you're thinking about the business. But before we do that, would love to break into snacks. This is a time on our show where we get to kind of, you know, chill out and, you know, understand you. Like, so what snacks did you bring for us and what's the story behind them?
All right. So I actually made my famous keto chocolate chip cookies, which sounds a little crazy. So I'm a bit obsessed with the ketogenic diet. I think it's pretty much the only diet that, as someone experiencing menopause, you could actually lose weight on this diet. There's no sugar. There is no flour. So the cookies that I'm going to share with you are gluten-free. They're sugar-free. They're amazing.
Ooh, they look delicious.
Ooh.
So
what's in them?
Wow.
Dig in.
Thank
what
you.
What do you not do?
Yeah, you're pretty impressive.
Dinner.
Well, when wow. I was.
That smells delicious.
Right?
No sugar, no gluten.
They're so good.
I'm having one too because really they're
it
awesome.
It feels like very guilt-free. But you can have this on keto.
Wow.
This is totally a keto recipe.
You should start a cookie company too.
I know, right? Isn't it? They're just amazing.
Delicious. Really. Thank you. They're very satiating. Like one, like you don't even need to eat the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I like
usually
the
you need to eat.
It's probably
because there's no sugar,
mm-hmm.
right? I think when there's no sugar, you're satisfied. The sugar makes you want to eat.
That's exactly right.
It creates that.
And the carbs too.
Yeah.
So this is very, very low carb.
Yeah, very dense.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. Thank you.
Hi, I'm John Mattson. I'm one of the hosts of Travel Is Your Business. And if you're interested in what's going on behind the scenes within the travel industry, you have to check out this show. We cover everything from the aviation industry to hospitality, hotels and accommodations, even in-destination and touristic experiences. If you work within the travel industry, this is an important resource for you. You'll hear from not only executives and leaders within the industry, but also new innovations and technologies that are coming to market right now. And if you're not in the travel industry, you're going to gain insights that help you connect with a traveler and their experience to advance your career. So come along for the ride. You can listen and subscribe to Travel Is Your Business wherever the best podcasts are found.
One thing you mentioned is that menopause is a taboo thing that, you know, people aren't talking about. You know, I had the privilege of going to your launch party, which I thought was such a clever way to launch the brand and kind of break the norms of not talking about things. Can you tell our listeners what you did that was so different?
Yeah. So we had an amazing launch. We actually launched the beauty brand at Caroline's Comedy Club. Not your normal place to launch a brand. Caroline actually is a friend of mine. And when I was thinking about doing the launch, I knew, you know, we're very serious skincare. We are science-based and, as I say, serious. But at this time in our lives, we also need to be able to have some humor and laugh at ourselves and some of the situations that we find ourselves in. I mean, some of the brain fog experiences that I personally have are so ridiculous and outrageous that if we're not laughing about it, we'll probably be crying. So humor was really important. So I called Caroline and I said, you know, look, I'm launching this company. I think it would be great to partner with you for the launch. Let's do an open mic night. Let's invite women comedians to share their menopause stories. And she's like, let me just stop you there. That is a horrible idea.
Oh, no.
She did not.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. So I was, and so I kind of sat there stunned. I was like, okay. She said, but do you trust me? And I said, sure, I trust you. She's like, here's what I'll do. Let me produce the show for you. I will find the comedians. Mm. We will have a fully produced show. It won't be, you know, this let's just see what happens. We'll know what's going to happen. I was like, great. So she found six of the most amazing female comedians. And we had an evening where
how was that
you
fun?
Know, we talked about Menopause, among other things.
You know, there is an off-Broadway show called Menopause.
I do.
I know the girls that did. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I do. I haven't seen it yet, but I do know
of it. I don't know if it's still around. It was a while ago, probably 10 years ago when they started that. But they would go around.
It was Menopause the musical, right?
Yeah. I know the girls that did it. It was adorable, really cute and fun. And
so now
revive that.
The comedians from my show, they've become friends of mine. And we all get together and drink on my terrace. But we've talked about doing the Pause for Laughs comedy tour.
I love this.
Where, you know, we get together and we travel the country and
sounds terrific.
Bring humor.
Well, you know, I think what's so great about it, and then, I mean, it's crazy to me that the percentage of women, I mean, like 100%, you know, who will face this, but there's not that much education that we can't think about in a different way, that it's not being talked about in media. It almost, you know, and this is such a cool way to discover content and not be like afraid of it. You know, I think it's pretty empowering. And it actually reminds me a lot of, you know, before Ashley Graham, this idea of inclusivity and, you know, before Mae Musk, you know, like looking at aging as beautiful, like how, like, it's okay to talk about things. It's okay to talk about acne problems. It's okay to talk about these things because how else are you going to learn?
Yeah.
Like, I almost feel like you are creating content that doesn't exist, which is pretty powerful.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think we're definitely starting to see some, you know, really beautiful older women who, you know, are very confident. And we're seeing that portrayed a bit. I obviously want to elevate that even more. I want to put a new face on menopause. So I think that we tend to think about menopause and envision our great, great, great grandmother, right? Who's, you know, 127 or something and just isn't sexy and, you know, isn't out there and vibrant. And, you know, I want to be able to show that when you go through menopause, it isn't the end. It could actually be the start. There's a lot of freedoms that come with it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of savings that come with it, right? Sure. We're not spending money on birth control and things like that. You know, I turned 50 and I started boxing. I mean, I have probably gotten into the best shape of my life. And, you know, with the dieting, the keto diets, that's become a hobby for me with cooking. So that's really what I want people, women in particular, to release sort of this inner superhero that's there and not look in the mirror and, you know, sitting in middle America and just be miserable and sad about where they are in life, but to really be excited and inspired by it.
I think a lot also starts with the education process, right? And as I was driving in today, I was listening to Oprah's Super Soul Sunday, and I think she was interviewing Ally McGraw. And, you know, I think she's in her 70s now. And when they called, she was very cute. They said, the Oprah show called and they're like, oh, are you looking for people who are, you know, are you dead or alive type of show? Because, you know, she's in her 70s. And you know what? Life can just begin in your 70s. Yep. Women are living today into their 90s and 100s.
Yeah.
And it's a great thing to be able to, just talking about it will start to change the conversation and get people, you know, top of mind and not as fearful to talk.
And I think that whole fear is what's so key too. So one of the things that we want to do, aside from creating amazing products, and, you know, we're just starting with skincare. I think we'll get into some other aspects of, you know, really almost become a lifestyle brand. Mm-hmm. But it's also about creating community and providing education. I mean, I think back to, you know, think back to when you got your period, right? And you were maybe 12, 13, 14, whatever the age is, and your mom sits you down and talks about what's happening, maybe even gives you a pamphlet about what to expect. Well, where's the menopause pamphlet? Where's that talk? We don't have that talk. And that's because, I mean, even when I talk to my mom is like, why would anyone want to talk about this? I don't even understand what you're doing. I don't want to talk about it.
Well, that was how people were raised. And
that's right.
And a lot of that comes from companies who focus on the younger generation. But meanwhile, the money and the staying power is after 50, because those are the people that can afford to be a little more carefree with their dollars and spend money on things that are meaningful to them and may help them.
Yeah.
So in terms of a business decision, it's a very smart idea.
Yeah, that's right. And I mean, we, you know, we probably fall into the luxury beauty space, maybe prestige side of it. But it was important to me to set our pricing as well to be as accessible as possible, because I do want to get our products into the hands of as many women as I can, you know, so we're not an extravagant price point. You know, we're not maybe a drugstore price point, because there are costs to formulations and things like that. But I'm tried to make us as accessible as we could be.
Are you selling on, is it right now just direct to consumer or?
So right now we're on our website, which is pausewellaging.com. And just a few weeks ago, we launched on Amazon. And our response on Amazon has been amazing, because we haven't even told anybody that we're there yet. With the way Amazon works is you need to get a certain number of reviews, and we had to authenticate ourselves, show that we owned our trademarks and things like that. So that process takes some time. So we just basically put up our product.
It's like a shingle.
Yeah.
It's like
we
hang a shingle.
That's it. That's all we did.
Go out on Amazon.
Well, there's such a white space for prestige on Amazon
yeah.
right now. So, and you know, and beauty is growing. There's a number of studies like BCG has done on this space. And so I think it's actually a really interesting channel.
Yeah. Me too. I mean, it's where we replenish, right? I probably have something coming from Amazon every single day.
Right.
A new package arrives. So we knew to make it easy for people to replenish, we needed to be there. But the response has been great. And so we will start advertising on Amazon, I think, in October, but we haven't done it yet. And already we're doing really well.
That's amazing. And when you are also getting some really fun celebrity buzz.
We
talk
are.
To us a little bit about that.
Oh, fun.
We are. So I'm starting to hear about some celebrities that have experienced our products. And I know that Tracee Ellis Ross has become a big fan of our fascia stimulating tool. I'm hearing that Mandy Moore is obsessed with our tool right now. Rob Thomas is a huge fan of our hot flash cooling mist.
Like, cool. So it's just interesting how it's like this one target market, but it serves.
It's amazing.
So much.
I can see you standing in Times Square with like a little booth, you know, like Lucy from the Peanuts, like get your menopause hot flash.
It's so funny. I've thought about that, right?
Do
like
it.
On some super hot days, we should have done that. Or like down in the subway.
Totally.
Yeah. But people are dying.
Are you kidding? Yeah. People will love that. Yeah. That's what, you know, that'll go viral because the tape will be so much fun to follow.
Yeah.
So Rochelle, talk to me about, you know, you went from, you know, running in the C-suite at very established businesses. How are you thinking about running a business differently? Obviously, you have to do things differently as an entrepreneur with fewer resources. But how did you think about who you wanted to partner with, like the team? How are you looking at like the future of how you want to build this business? Do you want to do anything differently?
Yeah. So it's a great question. Being able to start up my own company. So first and foremost was finding the right investor partner. And that was a super challenging process, I have to say. And I was probably a little arrogant about the whole thing because I thought, you know, come from the industry.
Yeah,
I know a lot of people. People are going to throw money at me.
Sure.
Well, 200 pitches later, and I still didn't have an investor yet. I mean, it's a tough process. So that was first. I got super lucky because I knew who I wanted to be my partner. It took him a little time to come around, but he did come around. And so Grace Beauty Capital is my partner, and I couldn't ask for a better partner. So with that behind me, I think that the biggest thing I want to do differently is keep the team as tight as I can for as long as I can. I have an amazing, amazing team. All of us will get into areas that are maybe even a little different than what our expertise is. But we, you know, we tend to cross over into different areas. So, you know, I'll get very involved in marketing and sales. I mean, I have to, right? I have to do everything. But even my marketer will also get involved in sales. I have an amazing head of operations, a great product developer, and that's the team. I mean, there's four of us.
That's
and
incredible.
We rely on agencies to help us with everything else. And so I think for as long as we can do that, and for as long as those agencies we feel like are really an extension of us, I think that's the way that we're going to operate. And that allows us to be very flexible, very nimble, and we can just react really quickly to things.
Sounds fantastic. Very exciting. What's one of your favorite products that you've created thus far, other than the flashing, the mist?
Yeah. So my favorite product is not launched yet.
Okay.
And it's actually, we haven't even finished the formulation. We're almost there. My hope is that we're going to launch it in March. And this is going to be a product that, so one of the things that I have experienced and a lot of women experience, particularly with perimenopause, is acne and the breakouts. And the reason for that is, you know, menopause is a life stage. It's very similar to puberty in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. In puberty, our hormones are fluctuating and going crazy. And what happens is the sebaceous glands that are responsible for the production of the oils and waxes on our skin, they're protected by hormones. And so in puberty, when the hormones are fluctuating, they're not protected. We're overproducing oils and waxes, and that's what causes acne. The same thing happens in perimenopause. Mm. With estrogen fluctuating, the sebaceous glands are no longer kept in check, and we find ourselves with breakouts, which is incredibly frustrating when you're, you know, 40s and 50s. So we're working on a product that we'll call it a serum for now. Something that you would use every day. I actually like to use it twice a day, and I've been testing it for a couple months now. And when I use it every single day, I don't get breakouts anymore. Mm. If I stop using it for a few days, so it won't be like if I miss one day, it's mm-hmm. okay. But if I stop it for maybe 3 days because I'm just lazy and I don't feel like doing anything, I will get breakouts again. So to me, and what I'm suffering with, it's a game-changing product, and I can't wait to launch it.
That's so exciting.
I bet dermatologists would be really excited about that too, because they definitely see a lot of women who are always challenged.
And it's clean too, which is also so great.
Right. I mean, if you think a lot about the prescription drugs or, you know, everything like an ad, it's just been so harsh.
Right. And all the side effects.
Right. Super interesting.
Wow, so exciting, really. I'm thinking a lot about how so many people, once they really start to hear about what you've created, well, it'll almost be like a chain reaction.
That's what I'm hoping for, too.
Don't we all?
Right.
Well, the conversation, you know, there are so many groups of women, whether it's at their canasta or they're, you know, picking up their children, wherever they are, and they're communicating together.
Yeah, and that's a really great point. So it's like, where do we go to learn about things? Where do we get our information from? A lot of it is still word of mouth. And one of the things that I'm doing is I'm kind of doing a roadshow. And so myself and my marketing director, we're going on the road and we're doing little events in different
cities.
With
the comedians?
Now, I haven't brought the comedians yet, but I might in the future. So we did one in Cleveland.
Sounds like the ultimate party.
Yeah. You
know, right?
It was so fun. This party was fun. It was packed.
Where was I? No one told me.
You're doing it again?
I gotta come to the next party.
I mean, the line was down the block to get in.
It was just so unique and different. It was so great. That's why I was like, when I asked you, I'm like, well, you're already thinking differently about your launch. Like, it's just so creative. I love
it. And for anyone who wasn't at the launch, if you go on our website, pausewellaging.com, there's in our blog section. So we call our blog Connect the Dots. And just to tell you a little bit about that, our logo is three gold dots, which are ellipses. It means the pause in the conversation and the bridge to what's next. So we called our blog Connect the Dots. And there's one blog that says, six menopausal women walk into a bar. Well, if you click on that blog, there's a video in there and there's video excerpts from the comedy show. And it's about 5 minutes long and it's hilarious.
We'll have to add that to the show notes.
Yeah, that sounds great. Cool. Super fun.
Well, up next, we will hit the pan with Rochelle and get to know her at a deeper level and what connects the dots for her in life personally.
Here comes Makeup in Los Angeles, the only and unique B2B makeup event at your doorstep. The next edition, February 11th and 12th in Los Angeles at the LA Convention Center. Makeup in Los Angeles is a unique place where you can find from alpha to omega every piece of a makeup and skincare product and make your own line, advised and guided by the savoir-faire of the most qualified experts in the beauty industry. Whatever your project is, there you can find the best contact. You can ask for an invitation at the show's website, makeup-in-losangeles.com.
You know, I think what's so interesting about this, because the traditional forms of channel don't you know, it's taboo, but also this is a medical need. Like, how are you thinking about different forms of distribution or even partnerships? I mean, there's so many apps in this space for women and things like that and fertility. Like, just talk to me.
So I think that we need to be where women are, right? And so where they can find us. And one of the things that I've been thinking about recently, and if this resonates with any of your listeners and maybe they are one of these people, they can get in touch with me. I'd love to see our products in somewhere like Eileen Fisher and Chico's. I mean, think about if our hot flash cooling mist was in the shops where women are buying their, you know, buying their clothes, and you think about, you know, also experiencing hot flashes and things like that. I think I want to think outside of just traditional beauty distribution. Now, for sure, I think that we're going to get to a point where we need to have a place where people can go and physically experience our products. And so a traditional brick and mortar presence is that Nordstrom, is that Ulta. I think, you know, one of those channels probably is going to make sense. I don't know which one it is just yet. But then I do also think that some of these other stores could be very, very interesting as well. And I also think I'm starting to talk with some OBGYNs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as women, we go to our OBGYN, and that's where we get probably the most information about menopause and experiences and things like that. But they don't traditionally have products to sell. And so I think there's a great opportunity to bring on the OBGYNs as affiliates. So we do have an affiliate program where, you know, we recruit people to be salespeople for us, because if they're talking about us anyway, that's right. Why not talk about us and earn a commission? So I think there's great opportunities to get into the doctor space too. Maybe not necessarily the traditional dermatologist, where that's a very crowded space.
Right.
But the OBGYNs are a great opportunity.
Right. I mean, I was even thinking like the apps like Flow app or whatever, because then you actually get an amazing amount of data of understanding like who will eventually be your target market. So and I think there's
and
a
even
lot of
multi-level
here.
Marketing companies that really are in the mix with women all the time.
Yeah.
Tupperware.
Right.
Buy your Tupperware and your menopause.
Do we still have Tupperware? Is it called Tupperware?
I don't know. There are definitely companies that maybe a little more modern today.
Definitely. I mean, I mean, like if you look at Stella and Dot, and you know, there's all these
for
areas
sure,
that are reinventing that model.
Right.
And
really,
social selling.
You know, I talk about the fact that we go on our little road shows. I mean, in effect, we're having pause parties. I love nothing more than a good cocktail party. So that's what we did in Cleveland. We're doing one in Boston. We're doing one in Seattle. I'm sure we're going to get down to Boca Raton, Florida at some point. So just there's lots of opportunities for us to do things a little bit differently.
I love that.
And now it's Hitting the Pan.
So now we're going to hit the pan with Rochelle, where we get to know her at a deeper level. In order to do that, we are going to spin the launcher to see who gets to ask the question first. And it lands on Abby.
Okay. So I knew when you walked in immediately, my question was going to be, tell me about that awesome haircut and what's up with the silver and when did you start that process and just give us the...
It has this very chic, badass, but chic look.
Yeah,
I
it's
love
totally badass. It's definitely badass.
Oh, it's 100% badass, but it's also chic.
I love that you say badass. It's one of my favorite words.
and it's refreshing almost, and it's pretty. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag. It's like a mashup.
Would you tell my mother that? Because my mother hates it. But
of course she does. She's your mother. Of course she hates it.
So my hair has always been like super important to me. Probably my entire life. It's always been about my hair in some way, and whether it was color or style, I pretty much always had short hair my whole life, never as short as it is now. And, you know, I know we're not doing a video podcast, but basically the sides and the back of my head are shaved and my hair kind of stands straight up, and it is silver now and becoming more and more silver. For a while, I was dyeing it like most people do who think, you know, oh my God, I'm going gray and what's happening. I went blonde, platinum blonde for a while. And then I said, you know, I really want to just embrace my gray because I kind of like that. And I dyed it gray for a while, which then became a thing, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of, yes. We saw lots of people dyeing their hair gray. And I did it because I just wanted to rush the process along. Like, let me just
get there. To
know
what you were going to look like? You wanted to
know? That's right. That's right.
That's kind of cool.
And so now I don't do anything. I just embrace it.
I love that.
And
such a relief.
The maintenance is nothing. It's amazing. I just need a couple of products to get the lift, and it's all good.
It's like rocker chic.
Yeah.
Well, you play guitar. Do you play an instrument? Like,
yeah, right.
You should be playing something.
I know.
Drums.
I don't know. Well, I think you're lucky because, I mean, the people who can pull it off, like, actually have really, like, you have beautiful, like, facial structure, which, like, I don't think everyone can get away with short hair. Like, getting, like, for my round cheek, I don't know if I can handle it.
Well, thank you.
But it's definitely a good look. So we'll spin this on here again and see where it lands. Well, it landed on Abby, but since you already asked a question, I guess I'll just, like, pull it back to me. Well, you have so many interesting hobbies and, like, the keto diet. Tell me more about that and your experience with the keto diet and cooking, actually, and discovering ways to make it work for you. Because I've seen it, like, in some ways, a lot of people, like, say it's a great thing, but it can actually be quite unhealthy. How do you figure out the right balance?
Yeah, and you have to be all in. Like, you can't be partially keto because that would be
really trigger the wrong way, right?
It would be disastrous. Yeah. You could probably really gain a lot of weight doing that. So it requires a commitment. I became interested when I was starting the company, when I was writing the business plan, putting things together, but I also had a lot of free time because I was still searching for the investor. Lots of things were underway, formulations, and there was a lot of downtime. And my wife was like, okay, you cannot just sit around and watch crap TV all day. You really need a hobby. It's like, really? Because I kind of like my crap TV shows. You know, I could just sit and watch Bravo all day long. She's like, no, that's not working. So I was like, you're right. I need some sort of a hobby. So I started researching. I mean, I've always been obsessed with weight issues. I suffer from something called PCOS, polycystic ovary syndrome. And what that is, it affects a lot of women, and it's almost as though you're in menopause your entire life, believe it or not. Like, I've had night sweats for 30 years and different things like that, and weight is one of the things that is an issue with PCOS. So started researching the keto diet, started looking into a lot of recipes, and I just thought, you know, if I'm going to do this, I want to do it the right way. I want to cook everything myself. I wanted to know, you know, make sure that I knew exactly what I was putting into my body. And that's what I did.
You did good on those cookies. Can you leave the recipe behind?
Yeah, delicious. I have a few amazing recipes I created. Pizza. Mm. I make an amazing keto pizza,
really?
Like the pizza dough. It's
what
the simplest
the
thing
it
ever.
Like
it's an almond flour. I don't use cauliflower. It's an almond flour base. There's probably 3 or 4 ingredients. Super simple, but it's amazing. And it's fast. Like, I could come home after work and just whip up a pizza in no time.
In a flash. Pizza in a flash. That should be your whole mantra for the rest of your life. It's all about the flash.
I think so.
So do you have any final thoughts for our listeners?
Final thoughts. So I do think, I mean, I just feel very strongly about skincare. I think skincare is something amazing that we can do for ourselves. And, you know, the other thing would be we are creating a new category here. And I'm very excited about that and just excited to see where we go. And hopefully, you know, together with community and everything, we'll break this last taboo that's still remaining.
Yeah, I love that.
Bravo.
What's the best way for listeners to get in touch with you?
Best way is probably either through our website, pausewellaging.com, or my Instagram is just my name, Rochelle Weitzner.
Great. Well, thank you so much for sharing, you know, one, the problem, you know, that exists for so many women, for making a solution for it, and sharing us a little bit more about how you're thinking differently about breaking this taboo and norm. I think it's so important for many women, because we're all going to face it at some point in life.
Yeah. Well, and so thanks for having me on the show.
It was such a pleasure. And thank you to Abby, my co-host.
Thank you for having us.
And thanks again for all of you for joining us for another episode of Beauty is Your Business. We look forward to seeing you on the next show. Hugs and kisses.
The
This has been Beauty is Your Business, produced by Mouth Media Network. Copyright 2019. Keep in touch on Instagram and Facebook at Mouth Media Network. And find prior episodes at beautyisyourbusiness.com and wherever the best podcasts are found. Your brand message can be on this show. Email us to find out more at podcast@mouthmedianetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
This is Mouth Media Network. Amplify and connect.